USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back-to-back winter storms will head across the central and northeastern U.S. this weekend and early into next week, bringing a wide variety of weather hazards. Snowfall from the first storm will impact a narrow zone and crush a couple of major cities in the Rockies and upper Midwest. The second storm will follow close behind that system and will bring a blast of cold air that will unleash snow on areas in the Midwest and Northeast. The heaviest snow is expected to pile up from southeastern Wyoming to northwestern Nebraska and southwestern South Dakota. Pockets of ice and a wintry mix will pose travel concerns from portions of central Minnesota to northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. COVID restrictions in Los Angeles had been lifted a day earlier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Residents in 600 homes in the Florida Panhandle were evacuated as a wildfire destroyed two houses and damaged 12 others in an area that has spent the past 3 years recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Michael. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said at a news conference that hundreds of thousands of acres of downed trees from the 2018 hurricane, along with low humidity and strong winds, have created the perfect storm for the hazardous fire conditions in Bay County, Florida. More than 200 firefighters and emergency workers worked overnight to strengthen containment lines and protect the homes. So far, the Adkins Avenue fire is about 30% contained. Dry conditions in Florida have created elevated fire danger, with 143 active wildfires now burning across the state. The Attorney General in New York is hoping to put the NRA out of business.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business, but will allow her lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars to proceed. Manhattan Judge Joel Cohen said allegations of NRA officials misspending on personal trips and other questionable expenditures can be addressed by other remedies such as fines and restitution and do not warrant the corporate death penalty that Attorney General Letitia James has sought. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.